countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. Far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street and Smith, publishers of Astounding Science Fiction, presents...
Probably should have ignored the advertisement, but there was a picture of a man on a rocket on a far-off planet, and the heading, "Never get lonely, never found your niche." I was immediately intrigued. That's me, I thought, and I played a game of remember the time. Remember the time I was a boy on Washington Street. I had no friends growing up. My parents were unreachable. I spent my entire young life inside the ticking sound of a grandfather clock. When I first read Peter Pan, I fell in with the pirates. Captain Hook and his dreaded clock and hard swallowing enemy were doubly familiar to me. But my alligator was the world itself. And so I applied for the job of spaceman and shot off into the dark night of the universe, never to return. Mission log 1. We'd followed a curious meteorite, or possible comet, and Eleven wasn't sure, but he thought it might be Freeman's comet. If so, it would lead us directly back to Earth. Unfortunately, a huge iron and wood planet stepped in front of and then caught the comet, like the third strike of the third out, bottom of the ninth, game 7. Of the World Series. And Eleven, what is it?
The trajectory has been tracked and plotted.
Well, I don't know what good that'll do us now.
It means that even though the comet crashed into the wood and iron planet, I know its trajectory coordinates. I don't need the comet to follow in its footsteps, as it were.
Well, that's great news, N-11. We'll finally get home. Back to Earth.
Yes, in about 4.7 years.
Better than never. Plot a course, N-11, and let's take her home. N-11?
There is one stupendous impediment.
And what's so unstupendous and impedimentary about getting home?
It's not that. I'm sure it will be delightful to get home in 4.7 years. The problem is this. I am only 84.6% certain that the comet that smashed into the iron and wood planet is Freeman's comet.
84.6% sounds an awful lot like 100% to me. Wait a minute. I hope you're not suggesting...
I am. I have packed you a lunch, and your OCHME suit is fresh from the dry cleaners, as it were.
You mean...
I'm afraid so. We must confirm that it is Freeman's comet. Luckily, the Freeman comet has a known consistency of blue stonium. Your mission is to find a piece of the blue stonium and bring it to me for chemical spherics. It's the only way to be sure, and we will tolerate nothing less than 100%.
Well, I've always wanted to visit old Ironsides.
I'm sorry.
Oh, a ship from the old days of Earth. A three-master made of iron and wood called Old Ironsides. It's a joke, N-11.
Not much of a... Strap in, Captain Atomic. The descent to Old Ironsides may be rollicking and full of chop.
You know I'm always hungry for chop suey. Sleepy.
I have successfully landed at the epicenter of the debris field.
And now I suppose you need me to go out and get you one of these blue rocks.
If you would be so kind.
Don't you ever wish, just for once, that you could reach out with a tail fin and scoop up a handful of soil?
It is my one regret that the designers failed to provide me with arms. But then again, I have you.
Is that all I am to you? A set of arms? Ah, forget it. I'm ready. Can you open the hatch? I'm all thumbs in this mummy suit. Long-range scan sees no sign of life, but that's not surprising. Pretty amazing, Old Ironsides is. It's perfectly smooth and flat, polished even, like a big brown marble. And that comet doesn't look to have made any impact at all. Like someone dropped a cobalt kitchen glass, and the pieces shattered on my brand new iron and wood linoleum floor.
I suggest you collect the sample and return to the ship with all due haste.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry?
Surface temperature is rising.
Well, maybe Old Ironsides is just happy to see me.
Captain Atomic, I really must insist.
Well, hold on. I'm picking something up. I'm gonna check it out.
I utterly recommend that you collect the blue stonium and return to the ship at once.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the little cotton sticker on my spacesuit reads, Captain. What's yours read?
I have no such costume. And thus lack all signifying stickers.
Also, no arms. So complain all you like. But I'm going to check out the anomaly on the other side of this hill.
I thought you said it was flat and smooth.
I always say that, so you don't worry.
I would remember that, were it so.
Not if I request a data wipe of the last 16 seconds.
You wouldn't.
Consider it an order.
Erasing. Erased. Now, what were you saying?
I'm checking out an anomaly just beyond this next set of smoothness. And keep it to yourself if you'd prefer that I didn't.
I'd really prefer it if you didn't.
Noted and logged. Bartleby the Scrivener.
Bartleby the Scrivener is a short story by the American writer Herman Melville. The story of a man who increasingly declined all offers and invitations of life by means of the phrase, "I would prefer not to." Oh, I see now, sir. Very clever.
Thanks for the book report, Edwin Dooge.
Edwin Dooge.
Oh, he was a kid in my fourth grade class. Very, very skilled at book reports. Oh, my goodness, N-11.
What is it, Captain Atomic?
I need help.
I'll do anything.
If only you had arms.
Sir, Captain Atomic.
I'm just kidding, N-11.
What?
Actually, quiet. I'm seeing something.
What is it?
Small, moving slowly. Oh, my.
Tell me.
It's a little boy. Open the hatch, N-11, and get the spare bedroom ready. We're having guests.
Yo-ho, yo-ho. Brush, let's all add our voice, whichever you've the notion.
50 cents for shaving cream, $1 for the lotion.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sails the ocean. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Blows the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
Captain Atomic! Rocketing the boy!
Is he sleeping, N-11?
Very sound asleep. By the looks of things, he's very lucky that we chanced upon this planet. Were you able to learn much more?
Well, you can listen here to my space helmet voice recorder. When I saw the boy, the first thing he did was show me what he had in his hand.
And what was that?
Just listen.
I found a blue rock on my planet and I brought it home, and I named it Spinny because it spins.
Fascinating. Did he say anything else?
Only that he's been here his entire life.
Alone?
As I understood it, yes. He didn't remember his parents, or much of what happened.
Perhaps he's meant to live that way. It may be his natural habitat.
Well, his natural habitat is here with us now, N-11. You, me, and the little boy. By the way, any results yet from your chemical spherics regarding the blue stonium?
Yes. Bad news, I'm afraid.
It's not from Freeman's comet.
No.
Will you mind returning the sample to me? I think it would do wonders for the little boy if he could keep something from his home planet.
He's welcome to have it. Shall we depart, old Ironsides?
Yes. Let's hit the blasters. Rocket set to hot. And you know what, N-11? Just for the sake of, well, hope, let's follow the plotted path of that comet. I know it wasn't Friedman's, but let's just for a short time anyway. Just imagine ourselves heading home.
Very well, Captain. Coordinates plotted. And let me say how pleased I am that we're finally heading home.
Me too, N-11. Me too.